Hello, Ben.
Hello, this is Will from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
I guess it depends on what it's about.
It's about local community organizations working on community issues.
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, can I have your zip code?
55411.
Thank you so much. Can I have the year of your birth? Not your full birthday, only the year.
91.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, mixed American Indian,
Asian.
Alaskan Native, Asian? Okay, thank you. Next question. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Probably moderate or middle, I guess. I don't know, independent.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about the direction your community is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Probably very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you so much. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Worse.
Much worse or somewhat worse?
Probably much worse.
Okay, thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I'm going to read a list, every number from 1 to 10. You let me know what number you want me to mark, okay? Number 1, reducing racism and discrimination. Number 2, criminal justice and police reform. Number 3, access to quality education. Number 4, climate change and environment. Number 5, rising cost of living. Number 6, affordable quality housing. Number 7, public safety, including gun violence. Number 8, reproductive and maternal health. Number 9, protecting and expanding voting rights. Number 10, affordable quality health care. Number 11, access to good jobs. Number 12, none of the above. What number do you want me to mark?
Is 7 the one with violence?
Okay, number 7.
Yeah, that's the reducing violence one, or whatever.
Yeah, thank you. Got you. Next question. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? I'm going to read the list. Once again, you let me know what number you want me to mark. Number 1, increase gun control statewide. Number 2, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Number 3, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Number 4, increased police presence. Number 5, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Number 6, decreased police presence. Number 7, community-led violence prevention initiatives. And number 8, none of the above.
Probably 4 or 7.
4 or 7. Okay, I'm going to mark both of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 4 and 7, okay. Next question, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to read a list, once again, the same dynamic, okay? Number 1, emergency response services. Number 2, gun control measures. Number 3, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Number 4, law enforcement programs. Number 5, mental health support services. Number 6, community engagement and cooperation. Number 7, neighborhood watch initiatives. Number 8, juvenile justice programs. Number 9, drug and substance abuse prevention. Number 10, support for victims of crime. And number 11, none of the above.
I'd say probably none of the above.
Okay, thank you. Next question. here are some public safety solutions that some communities have taken. I'm going to read the list and you let me know, okay? Number one, culturally specific community healing practices. Number two, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Number three, diversifying police ranks. Number four, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Number five, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Number seven, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. And number eight, none of the above.
The diversify the police one.
Diversifying police ranks. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to read the list. You let me know, okay? Black center curriculum. Number two, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities. Number three, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. Number four, access to technology. Number five, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development. Number six, quality of teachers. Number six, access to educational resources. Number eight, diversity of teachers. Number nine, school safety and security. Number 10, special education programs. Number 11, parental environment and support. And the last one, none of the above.
Probably access to technology.
Access to technology. Okay, thank you so much. Next, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Probably strongly agree.
Strongly. Thank you so much. Which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? The same dynamic. I'm going to read the list. You let me know. Number one, mentorship programs. Number two, access to culturally affirming curriculum. Number three, walk-in counseling centers at school. Number four, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Number five, access to quality after-school programs. Number six, school-based resources to help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Number seven, suicide intervention programs. And number eight, none of the above.
Probably the first one.
Mentorship programs?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Now, here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than the solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all the parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Do you support or oppose?
What was the question?
Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Probably somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. School resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chokeholds on students? Do you support or oppose?
I don't know, I guess it's situational, so I don't, probably none of the above.
Okay, no problem. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you agree or disagree?
Probably agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? I'm going to read the list. You let me know. Help acquiring valuable job skills. Number two, ability to build an investment portfolio. Number three, support building a strong professional network. Number four, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Number five, help starting or maintaining a business. Number six, more opportunity to promotions and raises. Number seven, debt reduction. And number eight, none of the above.
There wasn't anyone about inflation.
More opportunity to promotions and raises.
I don't know, I'd probably say none of the above.
None of the
Maybe
above.
Maybe the last one.
Debt reduction, and then the last one is none of the above.
Probably just the last one.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next question. Which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Number one, universal basic income. Number two, increased rental assistance programs. Number three, increased food assistance programs. Number four, increased statewide subsidized housing. Number five, increased income-based housing programs. Number six, increased home ownership programs. Number seven, universal health care. Number eight, subsidized public transportation. And number nine, none of the above.
Probably none of the above.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood for you to live in? Number one, access to good schools. Number two, convenient public transportation options. Number three, employment opportunities nearby. Number four, neighbors who look like me. Number five, walkability. Number six, safe and secure surroundings. One, two, three,
that
four,
one.
Five. Number six, okay. Safe and secure surroundings. Okay, thank you so much. Next, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Number one, giving initiatives to companies who build affordable housing. Number two, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Number three, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing. Number two, okay. Thank you. Next, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
single.
Separated? I'm sorry?
Single.
Single, okay, thank you. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? One, two, three, four,
one.
Five, six, or more? One. Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily
full-time.
Laid off? Full-time, thank you. Were you born in the United States? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States? Yes or no?
Yes.
Both of them?
Yes.
Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Someone else.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you. Last year, that's back in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
70,000.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for your cooperation. You have a blessed evening. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, where does the data go to? Is it for Minneapolis or who?
No, it's for a research for public organizations working in the community.
I guess, like, what community, though? Is it, like, specifically, like, North Minneapolis, or is it specifically Minnesota,
it's
or?
All over Minnesota. All over Minnesota.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Yep, you too.